Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. Please make a gift online at loe.org or call 800-893-3377 right now. And thanks.
It's the season of mists and mellow fruitfulness, and all of that bounty is on display at state fairs across the country, from jams and pies and cider to mammoth pumpkins and prize-winning cabbages. And at the Minnesota Harvest Celebration in St. Paul this year, Living on Earth's Bobby Bascom encountered an unusual display of art. She sends this audio postcard.
My name is Beth Russell. I am from Western Minnesota. All of the artwork that you see on the wall is done with seeds from Minnesota farm crops. It has to be grown here. Therefore, white rice doesn't work. So we use wheat and barley and oats, corn, different varieties of corn. We might have some that looks more yellow, some that's more red. Some of our lentils are green, some are orange. So there's all kinds of colors in the seed. We have beans, kidney beans, lima beans, soybeans. Founding mother of crop art for Minnesota, I'm giving her that title. She's called the Seed Queen. She has done Johnny Carson, Eleanor Roosevelt, and if you look at Eleanor Roosevelt in the seed art that Lillian Colton did, Eleanor's teeth are beans. They're great northern beans, which is just phenomenal to me. A typical seed art piece will have somewhere between 8 to 10 to 12 different kinds of seeds. We ask each one of our artists to come in with what we call a seed chart that tells us the name of the seed and shows us what it is. It's a very important part of the display. One of our categories is wearable art. So I have corn on a chain dangling from my ears. It's a little zany, a bit of funkiness. A young man last year called me corn ears. It was very appropriate. It's rather distinctive, actually. I get a lot of comments on it. I think it's croppy. I think it looks croppy to go with farm crops.
Living on Earth's Bobby Bascom sent us that audio postcard from the Minnesota State Fair. On the next Living on Earth, it's no fish tale. The brook trout population may be declining dramatically in much of North America, from Labrador to Georgia, but the freshwater fish are thriving in the streams of Maine.
A lot of times this one's almost dry, but you find a hole that's got 6 inches of water and you'll find the trout.
Buckets full of brook trout, next time on Living on Earth. Living on Earth is produced by the World Media Foundation. Our crew includes Ashley Ahern, Bobby Bascom, Eileen Belinsky, Bruce Gellerman, Ingrid Lobet, Helen Palmer, Mitra Taj, and Jeff Young, with help from Sarah Calkins and Marilyn Gavoni. Our interns are Sandra Larson and Jesse Martin. Jeff Turton is our technical director. Allison Lear's team composed our themes. You can find us anytime at loe.org. I'm Steve Kerwin. Thanks for listening.
Funding for Living on Earth comes from the National Science Foundation, supporting coverage of emerging science, and Stonyfield Farm, organic yogurt and smoothies. Stonyfield pays its farmers not to use artificial growth hormones on their cows. Details at stonyfield.com. Support also comes from you, our listeners, the Ford Foundation, the Town Creek Foundation, and the Oak Foundation, supporting coverage of climate change and marine issues. The Rockefeller Foundation and its campaign for American workers. More at rockfound.org. And Pax World Mutual Funds, socially and environmentally sustainable investing. Pax World for tomorrow. On the web at paxworld.com.
PRI, Public Radio International.